Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is A Flaw in the Design by Nathan Oates, published by Serpent's Tale in 2023. Today's book is all about trust, obsession, and belief. Gil is picking up his nephew Matthew from the train station. After a tragic car accident killed both his parents, 17-year-old Matthew is now under Gil's care until he heads off to college. But Gil is nervous. He hasn't seen Matthew since he was young, and an incident between Matthew and Gil's youngest daughter caused a huge fight between Gil and his sister. When Matthew arrives, he's distant but polite and well-behaved. But Gil is anxious. He's waiting for a glimpse of the tantrum-throwing violent Matthew he witnessed years earlier. Determined to protect his family, Gil watches Matthew like a hawk. And when Matthew turns up in Gil's creative writing class and shares his strange and gruesome stories, Gil is convinced that his nephew is a sociopath and was responsible for his sister's death. But Matthew is ingratiating himself with everyone around him, including Gil's wife and daughters. And when he raises his concerns, no one listens. Driven to find the truth for himself, Gil begins to follow Matthew, hoping to find a clue. But as Gil starts to act strangely and his behaviour is increasingly erratic, is it Gil or is it Matthew with the problem? A Flaw in the Design is a psychological thriller about truth, protection, and family loyalty. Now with his sister dead, Gil is filled with regrets about their estrangement and how his sister took Matthew's side when Gil accused him of trying to drown his youngest daughter. He's mourning the death of the relationship with his sister, as well as her actual passing. They'd been close once, but he never understood her attraction to the mega wealthy life she shares with her husband and now Matthew. Is his obsession with the idea that Matthew was involved in the car crash his way of making amends? But Gil has his own problems. A struggling and blocked writer, he's made his career as a professor in a small college, but his family are riddled with debt. He also has a history of depressive episodes, so when he tries to convince his wife of Matthew's machinations, she's dubious and worried. And Gil doesn't help himself as he stalks Matthew and gets caught, looking like the one with the problem. Matthew is rich and privileged. He knows how to behave and how to make people like him, including Gil's family. He's private and reserved, but he's also 17 years old and he lost both his parents in a car crash and he's been shipped off to live with an uncle he barely knows and who doesn't trust him. But he has form. As a kid, he was obnoxious and violent, and Gil did see him standing over his daughter at the bottom of the pool. But has Matthew changed? So if you like obsession, strange behaviour, gaslighting, and regret, you might like A Flaw in the Design by Nathan Oates. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.